call door open. But to try it risk-free for 30 days, call 1-800-446-3322. Be one of the first 100 now. 1-800-446-3322.
On air, online, and on your smartphone. This is the Triangle's only local news radio. 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News. I'm Ken Lutzinger. There's a chance for a Triple Crown winner this year.
California Chrome won the 139th Sickness Stakes here in Baltimore, followed by Ryan Curlin, Social Inclusion, and General A-Rod. If California Chrome goes on to win the Belmont, it'll be the first time we've had a Triple Crown winner since the firm back in 1978.
The reporter, Philly Akabowski, now it's on to the Belmont. And some big bets, no doubt. Officials from the U.S., Europe, and Africa have agreed to coordinate border patrols, pool intelligence, and track weapons in an effort to combat Boko Haram, an Islamic militant group that's kidnapped more than 300 schoolgirls in Nigeria. CBS News correspondent Deborah Pattis in the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
Police say that passes with no progress. Families are losing confidence in the government's ability to find their missing daughters. International teams assisting them can only do so much. But ultimately, any formal military operation rests in the hands of the Nigerian government. And so far, they appear reluctant to launch one.
Islamic militants are also suspected in other recent attacks, including one today that left about 40 people dead in a village that was torched. Tens of thousands have fled their homes in Bosnia and Serbia after the region received 3 months' worth of rain in 3 days. At least 25 people have been killed in flooding. Meteorologists say it's the worst since they began keeping records 120 years ago. Police say the $35 million fine imposed on General Motors for the company's delay in recalling millions of cars with faulty ignition switches isn't nearly enough. CBS News correspondent Mark Albert.
Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts says the $35 million maximum penalty as it is now is simply a parking ticket. In fact, it's less than 1 day's revenue for General Motors. Instead, Senator Markey would like to see that raised. The Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, is asking Congress, in fact, to raise it nearly tenfold, from $35 million now to $300 million.
The switch problem is blamed for at least 13 deaths. The government says thousands of children as young as 2 are being medicated for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to the government. The CDC's Dr. Susanna Vizier says that number is far too high.
This really is a dangerous practice. We really don't have enough information to suggest that ADHD medication treatment among such young children is at all safe.
She says it's not even clear all those drugs actually work for very young children who are developing rapidly. She says the risk just is not worth it. It's not considered a full-blown case of the disease, but officials say an Illinois resident who had close contact with a patient in Indiana has tested positive for the MERS virus. They say the person is feeling fine, doesn't require medical attention. There have been 2 confirmed cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in the U.S. so far. The Centers for Disease Control says it's monitoring MERS. This is CBS News.
Get in the zone.
And now, WPTF News. Police and ALE agents raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard on Friday. Several employees and business owners were arrested on alcohol and drug violations. ALE officer Jason Locklear told WTVD-TV that they found various drugs and just about everyone at Mickey's Bar and Grill was involved.
We bought from the manager, we bought from security guards, we bought from adult entertainers, we bought from the cook, the dishwasher, security guards, the person working the front door, the clerk, we bought from everybody inside this place.
The state may be closing in on requiring 7th graders to be vaccinated against potentially deadly meningitis and related diseases starting next summer. North Carolina Commission on Public Health recently approved requiring vaccinations against meningitis and other meningococcal diseases by 7th grade. The WPTF Accurate the Forecast, an overnight low of 51. I'm Gail Hurd in the WPTF News Center on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
The biggest name.